Ethel, how long have you been affiliated with the telephone company? How long were you?
About four years. I went with the company in 1921 down in the office when it was changed from Miss Billy McQuillan's hat shop. And we went to Dial on 41, and then I went to Dover and worked in Dover from 41 to 65 of February.
And that was 44 years?
Well, between 43 and 44 years.
For gracious sakes. Do you remember any of the numbers? Where?
Oh, do I? I'll say. Number one was the Harrington Hardware. Number two was the First National Bank. Number three was Mr. Massey, our telephone installer and repairman.
Winder Massey.
Office, and it was on Gaines Alley, if you all remember where that was. That was number three. Number four was the Harrington Milling Company. Number five was the People's Service Station. Number six, I've forgotten what that was. I really don't. Number seven, no. Number seven was the lumber company. Number eight was the People's Bank. Number nine at one time was Mr. Faulkner's grocery store on Center Street.
That used to be Sam Short's, didn't it?
Yes. And 10, that's the way we call numbers, was Party Line with Mr. Sperry's residence and place of business on. 11 was the pay station at the railroad station. 12 was the Harrington Milling Company at the mill. 13 was a Party Line with Mr. Warren Moore as one subscriber on the line. 14 was Mr. L.R. Beecham. 15 was a Party Line with one subscriber was Mr. Enoch Richards. 16 was a pay station at Harrington Hardware Store. 17 was Mr. Black's
store,
a ladies' dress shop. 18 was a Mr. Satterfield, Wesley Satterfield, but I can't think.
John's father.
Yes.
Didn't know what he did.
No, I can't. 19 was a pay station, I think. And 20 was a line that was always held as a vacant line in case of emergency. 21 was Mr. C.D. Murphy's residence. 22 was Murphy and Hayes' office. 23 at one time was Preston Brown's store.
Butcher shop.
And 24 was Mr. Clarence Morris. 25 was a Party Line with the Fleming Girls as one subscriber. 26 was Mr. Fred Harrington. 27,
the Undertaker.
27 was the firehouse. And 28 was a Party Line, and 29 was a Party Line. But I can't say who was on them. And 30 was Vane's residence. 31, I think, was their office at the place of
Cannon
business,
Factory.
Canning Factory and whatnot. 3-2 was, I don't know what that, it was a private line, but I don't believe I know what it was. 3-3 was Mr. R.K. Jones. 3-4 was Mr. Oscar Wicks. 3-5 was A.C. Credit's office. 3-6 was Miss Elva Reese. 3-7 was Black's residence. 3-8 was Mr. Maston. Mr.
Will Maston?
No, Mr. Maston on Center Street.
Iris Maston.
Yes, that's right. That's 3-8. 3-9 was a party line. 4-0, oh my. Some of them are leaving me. 4-1 was Manships. 4-2 was Mr. White, that was in chicken business at one time.
He had a poultry house on Queen Avenue.
Delaware Avenue.
And 4-3 was a telephone that went, the line, it was a party line, but it went to the Maryland line to Burrsville, and Mr. Henry Stafford was one of the subscribers on there. 4-4 was Mr. Winder Mass's
residence.
4-5. 4-6 was Mr. Stubby Sapp's office. 4-7. 4-8. I don't know. They were leaving.
Get to 50.
4-9. I don't know. 5-0 was a party line. Was the line to the drugstore.
Ethel, I know you know a lot more of the numbers. What happened to some of the girls that worked there? Who were some of the girls that worked there? Who was the girl that worked for Miss Delima Quillen?
Miss Anna Fleming worked for her and came on over to the office, and Miss Emily Collison.
Oh, she's an old girl in Harrington.
Yes, she was an old girl in Harrington. After the cutover, she went to Wilmington.
And didn't Albert Stevenson work, too, at night for Mr. Lima, didn't he?
Yes, I understand he did.
Yeah, I understood he did, too. Well, who else worked for you in your,
well,
in the...
Well, you did, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Martha Knox.
Clark Square.
Marita Campbell was Marita Manship. Pauline Lord, Oda Baker worked some at night in the summertime when she wasn't in college. Worked one summer and part of another summer. And
Anna Postles worked too.
Yes,
Anna Fleming Postles.
Your mother.
Ruth Ann worked too, didn't she?
Oh,
Ruth,
yes.
Ann Draper.
My niece, rather.
And your mother, my land,
oh,
she,
yes,
worked
at night
steady
for
night.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, she really did work.
Mm-hmm. How about the nights when you work at night? And the electric storms would come up, man.
It was just pushing the... The
whole place would light up.
When we received a call from a person, they rang in for the operator. We had a little shutter that fell down on the board. Well, when the lightning would come on the board, all these little shutters
would fall.
Down. We'd have to put the shutters up.
And we didn't know if somebody had called or whether it was the lightning
and
had done it.
Just have to try to locate the call or what. And the things like that, but we always had to put the shutters up on these as a subscriber called in.
And how about that bar over that they had over at Murphy and Hayes Stables? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my land, we stayed in there. And you remember, what did you tell me? Betty Jane Williams, they brought her over and she stayed in the office with us. We stayed there and we sweated it out. I'm telling you, the fire company, and we kept working that switchboard. And we didn't know any time what we'd have to leave. Fire was just flying everywhere. So I can remember that so plain. I'm telling you, but you stuck right there.
Yeah.
And tell me something. Now tell us how much money collected a month.
That.
Yes, sure you do. I know how much I made. I made $32.50 a month, and boy, I was rich.
I must have had an increase before you got that, because when I went with the company, I went as an agent, and I had to employ all the girls who worked there. And my salary, and for the girls who were working under me, was $110 a month.
And she had to have furnished the fire, the electric, and pay the girls, and take her own wages out.
Oh, you did have that hundred and some dollars?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. And that's the reason I think she had an... I must have had an increase for her to be getting $32.
Oh! Oh, my.
Well, this was Ethel Warren talking, and she was our agent at Harrington Telephone Office, and I think we should be mighty proud to have her one of our Harrington citizens today.
And who are you?
And one time I knew some member of the family of each subscriber we had.
All right. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. So that's a, and I could just tell you a lot more numbers.
I bet you could write a patent couldn't you?
We started out with one switchboard, and when we left, which I had been there then 20 years, went in 21 and left in 41, been there 20 years, and we had our second board put in, but I'm afraid I don't remember those numbers too well on the second board.
Thank you.
Well, this interview has been done by Mrs. Martha Smith.